In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I just want to tell you, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be the witnesses of Jesus in Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I tell you, that Holy Spirit is who we need today. We need the unction of the Spirit so that we can proclaim Jesus with authority. You see, Jesus had authority, and he was not like their scribes and Pharisees. They spoke words, but Jesus spoke with authority. When he said to someone, be healed, they were healed. When he said to someone to be forgiven, they were forgiven. Jesus spoke with authority. Do you speak with authority? Well, God wants to give you that authority on the earth so that you would be able to speak with the authority of Jesus so that people will listen to you. What do you need? You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit that he would come upon you with great unction. We need the Holy Spirit. I'm reading the 12th chapter of St. Matthew, verse 46. While he was still speaking to the crowds, why crowds? They want to be healed. His mother and his brothers were standing outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you. But to the one who had told him this, Jesus replied, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mother and here are my brothers. For whoever does the will of the Father in heaven is brother and sister and mother to me. Let's look at our Blessed Mother and see if she was the spiritual mother of Jesus. In Nazareth, she heard the word of God. And what did she say? Let it be done unto me according to your word. And with that, our Lord came into her womb. Cana in Galilee. What did she say? Do whatever he tells you to do. And they did. And water became wine. At the cross, beneath the cross stood his mother. She was there when the disciples deserted her, all but John. She was doing the will of God. In the cenacle, they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. She was there calling for the Holy Spirit. I tell you, Mary is a spiritual mother of Jesus because she does the will of God. Do you do the will of God? Do I do the will of God? My will is that people would come to believe in Jesus. My will is that people come to know, love, and serve Jesus. We turn to the 13th chapter of Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him. Why? They want to be healed. They want to be delivered. And he got into a boat and sat there. Well, he was able to hear. They were able to hear him better because he's into a boat and there's going to be an echo. And, you know, he had to go into the boat because he was being crushed by the people on the shore while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parable, saying, listen, a sower went out to sow. What does he sow? Seed. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they have not much soil, and they spring up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100, some 60, some 30, some 30. Let anyone who have ears listen to what the Lord has to say. Where is the word of God in your life? Is it on good soil? Are you hearing God's word? Are you surrendering to Jesus? The purpose of the parables. Then the disciples came and asked Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you, the disciples, it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing, they do not perceive." Do you see today? Do you look up and see Jesus? Do you perceive that he is the Lord? "And hearing, they do not listen." Your ears, are they listening to Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of your life? Have you given your life to Jesus? "Nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'You will indeed listen, but never understand. You will indeed look, but never perceive. For this man, people's heart has grown dull.'" Oh God, that's why we need the Holy Spirit, that our hearts would not grow dull, because we need your Spirit to be planted in our heart, that our hearts would not grow dull, and the ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, and they might not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn. Are you turning to him today? Do you understand that Jesus is your Lord? Do you hear that he is your Lord? Do you see with your eyes Jesus healing the sick and wants to heal you? By his stripes you were healed. "And if they turn to me, I would heal them." Are you turning to Jesus today? Who are you turning to today? Are you turning to Jesus? He's going to heal you. "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Do you know that your eyes are blessed because they see Jesus? Your ears are blessed because you hear of Jesus? Yes. "Truly, I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, Jesus, but did not see it, to hear what you hear, Jesus, but did not hear it." Do you know that your eyes are blessed today? Do you know that your ears are blessed today? Because you see Jesus in the Holy Spirit. You hear his voice in the Word of God. You have blessed eyes. Isaiah wanted to see it and didn't see it. Jeremiah wanted to see it and didn't see it. The parable of the sower explained. "Here then is the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart." Do you understand that he took your sins on the cross? Do you understand that he's the lover of your soul? "This is what was sown on the path. And as for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, the person immediately falls away." Are you that person? Are you that person that heard with joy and fell away? Well, it's time to come back again. It's time to come back again, yes. "As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word." Are you worried about the world? Listen, God holds the world in his hands. He told me a couple of weeks ago, it's crazy in the world. Things are upside down. but I am in control. He told me that he was in control of the whole world despite things being upside down. Men and men living together. Men and women living together or without marriage. What else did he say? He said women and women living together. This upside down. It's upside down. And it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, that's our hearts, filled with the Spirit, this is the one who hears the word and understands it and indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100, in another 60, in another 30. That's a lot of yield for the Holy Land, 100, 60, or 30 fold. The parable of the weeds. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in the field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds. I want to tell you, the tares look like wheat. Among the wheat. And then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, the weeds appeared as well. I told you the tares or the weeds looked like grain. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then do the weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both them grow together and until harvest, and at the harvest time I will call the reapers to collect the weeds first and bind them in bunches and burn, but gather the wheat into my barn. I'm telling you, the church is made up of weeds and wheat, and we want to change the weeds into wheat. That's through the proclamation of the gospel, that Jesus Christ has died for you, that he was buried and rose from the dead. Give your life to Jesus today. He put to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air can make their nest in the branches. Well, I'm going to tell you, the kingdom starts off small but ends up great. It's an unshakable kingdom, and it's a kingdom in the power of the Holy Spirit. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. In other words, just a little bit of yeast leavens the whole loaf. I'm telling you, we need Jesus to plant that mustard seed in our hearts of faith. I remember going to church one day and saying, Lord, I need a mustard seed of faith, and I'll never ask you for it again, but I want you to plant it. And you know what? It's grown. It's grown by the grace of God. Jesus told the crowds all these things in parables. Without a parable, he told them nothing. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth to speak in parables. I will proclaim what has been hidden from the foundation of the world. Jesus explains the parable of the weeds. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows good seed, the Son of Man, Jesus himself. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and reapers are the angels. And just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and evil, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. I get the righteous one that believes in Jesus. Oh, your face is going to shine like the sun. Oh, yes, because you belong to the kingdom of the Lord. Let anyone who has ears listen. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. I'm telling you, I always thought that the kingdom of heaven is the hidden treasure was Jesus. But Jesus chooses us, and he sells all that he has and dies on a cross. We are the treasure hidden in the field. And Jesus buys the field with his blood. And you know what? In that field, there are a lot of rocks which have to be destroyed, which have to be taken out. So Jesus buys the field and gets the treasure. You are the treasure. I am the treasure. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of a fine pearl. On finding one pearl of great price, he went and sold all he had and bought it. You are the pearl of great price. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that has been thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets and threw the bad out. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate evil from righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of tears. My question to you and to me, do you know that you belong today? Do you know that you belong to Jesus today? Do you know that? Do you know that he is your Lord today? Do you know that he is your Savior today? Do you know that he is the beloved of your heart? Do you know these things, not only in your head, but in your heart? Do you know that he dwells within you, that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, "Have you understand all this?" They answered, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." When Jesus had finished these parables, he left that place. Do you know that there's a lot of good in you? That Jesus is in you? When we receive Holy Communion, he's in us physically. But now he's in us spiritually by the Holy Ghost. Do you know that Jesus is in you by the Holy Spirit? Jesus is rejected in Nazareth. He came to his own hometown and began to teach. And he taught the people in their synagogue so that they were astounded at what he said. Where did this man get this wisdom? And where did these deeds of power come from? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother Mary? Are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Wherefore then did this man get all this? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their own town and in their own house." And he did not do many deeds of power there. Why? Because of their unbelief. I tell you, Jesus doesn't do very many deeds of power in the church because people don't believe. They don't believe that Jesus wants to do something. Oh, I'm telling you, Jesus always wants to do something. Whether it's healing or delivering or understanding so that we can understand the Word of God, Jesus always wants to do something. But he needs faith in order to do it. We remember blind Bartimaeus. He called out with all of his might, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus saw his faith and healed blind Bartimaeus. I'm telling you, we need faith. And faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Chapter 14. At that time, Herod, the ruler, heard reports about Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist, who has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work within him. For Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had been telling him, 'It was not lawful for you to have her, your brother Philip's wife.' Though Herod wanted to put him to death, he feared the crowd, because they regarded him as a prophet, John the Baptist. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company, and it pleased Herod. It was a dirty dance, so much that he promised an oath to grant her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, 'Give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter.' The king was grieved, yet out of regard for his oath and of the guests, he commanded it to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in prison. The head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, who brought it to her mother. His disciples came, the disciples of John, and took the body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus." Now listen to this. They told Jesus that John just died. And what does Jesus do? When Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. He's mourning. He's mourning. But poor Jesus can't be by himself very long. People are going to find out that he's around. And you know what's going to happen. The one who's mourning is not going to be able to mourn anymore. But when the crowds heard it, they followed Jesus on foot from the towns. And when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." I'm telling you, I'm giving you something to eat today. The spiritual food of the Word of God. Are you eating it? Are you believing it? Are you trusting in Jesus? They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." And then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all who ate were filled. And they took up what was left over of broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. There must have been 15,000 people that ate from those loaves and fish. And 12 baskets full. I'm telling you, Jesus is not only a miracle worker, but he provides for people's needs. Do you know that he wants to provide for your need? Do you know that if you can't pay your bill, he wants to provide for you? Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Then be generous. "But I don't have much." Be generous and see God opening the windows of heaven and doing for you what only he can do for you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We're having the School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, the 8th of July to the 14th. Oh, we'll be giving you more information next week. The 8th of July until the 14th. God does miracles at that school. And I need to hear from people so that we can stay on the air. The mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. May the Lord be with you today. May he let his face shine upon you. May he look upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.